That flying squirrel.
Okay. And tell me about all, we've been talking about a lot of seafood. What kind of seafood do you get around here?
Oh, you get shrimp, crabs, fish, trout.
Shell.
Shell. Oysters.
You can't eat them during what month?
Oh, it's supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be in May, June, July. You start getting milky then.
Uh-huh.
But you can eat them at all time now because they got them in cans and all that. You can eat them any time, but the idea is to go out there where they're breeding. And when they start getting around that time of the year, they are letting the milk out. And they get milky-like. And that's when they start bearing, and that stick to the shell or anything, that milk, and that's where how it gets started growing. I like to go out there in the morning, they'll take a whole boatload or barge load of shell and go out there where they ain't none, where they already dredged them out, and they'll throw them shells out there and plant them. Like, well, the few that they got out there, when the time, this time of the year comes, they're going to let out that milk like. And it all settles on them oyster reef like. And that's how they get them started growing again. But they planted them. They didn't just grow there themselves. They planted them. That's when you buy a single oyster, what they call. It's not a cluster. A cluster is where they'll grow together, and they'll let that milk out, and nobody's fooling with them or nothing like that, you know? And they'll grow together like that. There'll be a bunch of little ones and a few big ones and all that. It's a cluster. But you take like any of them single oysters like that, they planted that. I go chills out there and dump on that mud there, and they start growing on that.
Okay. What kind of things did you hear around a farm at night?
You hear your frogs. Hell yeah.
Different types of frogs?
Big blue frogs.
Other kinds?
They got the smaller ones here.
Yeah, the little kinds that don't get bigger than you.
Yeah, you can hear them all over in the ditches and all over.
They're what?
You hear them little frogs? I don't know what you call them. What kind?
You ever see the ones that come out after a rain?
Little bit of green frogs? Mm-hmm. Or sometimes he'll be calling for rain, old people say, during the day you'll hear him. Say, he's dry, he's calling for rain, old people used to say. That's the kind of snake like you get a hold to and try to swallow. That's where they're all gonna be hollering, boy. That make you feel bad. Swallowing them alive. I don't beat the devil out of them like that. That's where they used to farm. They had a bird. And we had a big oak tree there, right at the gate. And them blackbirds was playing up there, was feeding up there and all. And boy, all of a sudden, and things started cutting up. And it was just like that, man, diving. So I quit working in the garden there. I don't know, I had a rake or a hoe or something. And I went over there and I looked. And after a while I saw that snake up there, and he had one of them birds. And we used to keep a pole there all the time to break moss off of that tree whenever we'd plant a seed of some kind and didn't want rain to pack the dirt, you know, like mustard or something like that. We'd covered with that. There was that song gun up there with that bird. And I could climb that tree, so I got a hoop to that tree and I started climbing up there, and I got a hoop to that pool we break moss with, and I went up there and the rock could reach and